Well, hello, everybody. This is the coach, Bill Sparkman. And first of all, welcome to today's special edition of our business building session. Today's topic is Bound for Success, All Aboard for Your Best Year Ever. And so what we're going to do is we're going to cram a whole year's business plan into a short call. But before I start, I want to just thank Security National Mortgage for sponsoring today's session. I think it's another example of their continuing effort to build you and to bring you the tools to help you grow your business. It's one of the ways that I've always told them it's the best way to help earn business is help your customer get more of it. So, well, the train today is heading for six figuresville, and now I know that could be $100,000 or it could be $900,000, but we'll just call it six figuresville. And along the way, we're going to make stops, three stops along the way to give you the tools to help you create predictable income and consistent results. And I think that all of us, it's one thing that I think that we're all trying to create, and that's the predictability of our income, and that comes through those consistent results. So the first stop is going to be I'm going to give you my top 10 10.5 business and life foundation goals for you to consider so that you can actually have your best year ever. The second stop, I'm going to give you some critical parts to my game plan for you. And if you don't have a copy of that, all you have to do is let whoever invited you on today's call, ask them for a copy. They'd be happy to share it with you. But I'm going to give you some, whether you use my plan or your plan, I want to give you some critical parts to that plan for you to consider. And the third stop is going to be what I believe to be the top lead generation strategies for 2013. Now, I know you had many choices today. You chose to be on the call. So I will just ask you to make that a good choice. And I think the only way you can do that is at the end of the call, come up with some ideas that actually you will put into practice for yourself. So listen for the nuggets that you'll actually use. This isn't a call today to try to convince you of a whole bunch of more ideas that'll never get off your desk. So just listen for those. And if you're not driving, be sure to have a pen handy. I may say something smart, or I may come up with that one nugget that you'll be able to use to have your best year ever. I've really got some cool free stuff for you for joining today. It's a way to say thank you. The free cool stuff is provided by the sponsor, Security National Mortgage. So at the end, I'll let you know some things that I think you'll really be able to use and put into action today. I'm going to talk to you on this particular call as if it were you and I doing a one-on-one coaching session. So I guess it really is. It's just you and me. So let's get started. I want to start with the business and life foundation goals. That's our first stop along the way. And these 10.5 strategies, I believe, are the ones that can really help your business not only get over the top, but stay over the top, number one, and get over the top, whatever that means for you, by reducing stress, having less frustration, and less disappointments in 2013. Sort of my version of what I try to do in my business, and that is balance earning well and living well. And I think that that's a good goal for all of us. So here's my top 10.5 ways for that. First of all, this is the year. Raise your expectations. I believe, like you, that this year is going to be better than last year. There's no doubt about it. It's already. I think this year will be better than the last 5 years. So with that in mind, I think this is the time to actually, you know, raise the bar for yourself. Raise your expectations. Expect success every day, backed with some of the action items that we'll talk about. So it's not just raising the expectation. I think that's absolutely critical this year, but at the same time, back that up with action. Number two, let's see. Stay focused this year on the things you can control. Stay focused on those things that you can actually change in your life and your business. Avoid those things that are out of your control. Now, I know that sounds rather elementary, but I know with the realtors that I talk to every day So many are trying to stay focused on those things that they have no control over. And all that does is create frustration. I think you know that. So, again, focus on those things that you have the power to control and change. Number three, if you want to make more money this year, let's see, start hanging around people that make more money than you do. Yeah, I have three coaches. You know, I learned a long time ago, for me to get any higher in my potential, I've got to be around people that are, again, smarter and making more money than I do. It's been said you'll become the average of the five people you spend the most time with. So choose carefully. Number four, simplify your life and your business. I believe that when you hear my plan today and my marketing strategies, it will be an example of easy gets done. Let's put it that way. I believe in a connect the dots, practical and concrete approach. I think it's the complicated that never gets off the ground or off of your desk. So maybe there's areas of your business today that it's just time to simplify. Decomplicate this business not only for yourself, but for your buyers and your sellers as well. I don't know where it got so complicated, but that's part of my goal this year is to simplify my business. Number five, stop overthinking every new idea. You will have the potential after our time together this morning or this afternoon to overanalyze and overthink everything that I'm going to throw out and put on the table. That can often become procrastination in disguise. So I'm one to say, let's just pick those nuggets, pick the ideas that match your style, that match your personality and your budget, and just get them into action and make adjustments along the way. So this is the year. Stop overthinking everything that you see, hear, or learn. Number six, expand your comfort zone. I didn't say get out of your comfort zone. I think that's something that we've heard from, at least I have, from too many people, trainers. You know, they're always saying, you know, get out of your comfort zone. Well, I kind of like my comfort zone, number one, but I've at least gotten better at expanding it, where I can let in new ideas, let in new viewpoints, let in new strategies. So this is the year to expand your comfort zone. Your comfort zone, by the way, is pretty much gotten you what you got today. It's the combination and the culmination of every book you've ever read, every person you've ever met, every class you've ever taken, every CD, every sermon you've heard has gotten you to exactly where you're at today. I just don't think you can get any higher unless we expand. Number seven, take more timeouts. Why are the kids the only ones to get timeouts? I love time. I put myself into a timeout every day. I think it's that few minutes a day when you can stop the noise, get rid of the distractions, turn off the phone, the computer, the emails, just be quiet. And it's amazing through the silence some of the ideas that you'll come up with. So just more timeouts, more like that. Number eight, show up more. This is the year to participate. I believe luck's not an accident. It's a choice. I'm going to show you in a few minutes how you can actually get more lucky. And I think that I deserve to be lucky, especially with my definition. You know, luck is about showing up. If you want more out of your business this year, show up more. If you want less out of your business, show up less. It's pretty simple, but I'm going to even make it easier for you. Number nine, discover your brilliance. That is the title of my new book. I want you to focus this year on your unique talents and find ways to leverage your talents. I'm not one that believes that you have to take those things that you're not very good at and spend your whole life trying to get better. Life's too short to perfect your weakness. So just remember and discover those things that are very unique about you, and then see how you can match your business and your marketing strategies to those things that you're the best at. Number 10, this could be a good one for all of us, practice saying no. This is the year. Stop overcommitting. This is the year to be more bottom line with everyone that you meet. I didn't say mean, just bottom line. I think it could even start with client selection, which I believe is going to be one of our challenges all year long. It always has been, just knowing and selecting those very carefully that you choose to do business with. And number 10 and a half is you also have to do the work. Joining the gym won't get you in better shape. Plans won't get you better results. It's actually being committed long enough and staying committed long enough to win. And I think it's interesting. Most people are committed and dedicated to anything right up until it becomes difficult. Have you noticed? You notice how crowded your gym is right now? Oh, everybody's joining the gym. But as soon as it starts to get a little difficult, they're going to go, well, you know what, that's it, next year. Well, yeah, the things that you've achieved in your life or your business that were easy, I found didn't really matter that much anyway. So do the work. All right, enough of that. Let's get with the second stop on the way to Six-Figureville. I'm going to give you just some of the critical parts of the business plan that I've created for you. And once again, if you don't have a copy of that, no problem. Even if you have already done your business plan, get a copy of mine for no other reason to look at some of these, some of the pages. It's 26 pages long. I've got some tools in it that I think you'll be able to use. So I want to start off with, I've given you, I think it's the first page of the plan. It's called The Seven Pillars of Success for Today's Real Estate Agent. I look at these seven specific areas of your business, I will be giving you tools for each one. But I'm not sure which one of these I would cross off if somebody said, are these really the seven pillars? Well, I don't know if they're the seven pillars, but I know one thing. I don't know which one of these that I would just say, oh, forget it, let's work on the other six. And very quickly, they're just preparation. I think that's a little bit of what we're doing now, this time of year. Some of you started that in December, preparing for a great 2013. Lead generation, that's a great pillar. I'm going to give you what I believe to be the top lead generators for the year. Third pillar is lead conversion. We're working on that every day, getting your buyer off the fence, overcoming buyer indecision. So lead conversion, I think, is huge. Presentation, I think this year you got to do a great job in presenting yourself, your business, your difference to others. And a clue on presentation, by the way, is it's all about energy. I think that in presenting, whether it's a listing appointment, meeting a client, a referral source, I really believe that presentation, you know, it's probably 90% energy and about 10% content. Now, by the way, you do have to have something good to say, but I think that energy is like a magnet. This is the year I think that we can all raise our energy level a notch or two. The fifth pillar is prospect management. I'm going to give you something for that. Sixth pillar is client retention. It's one thing to find them, and it's one thing to have them, but it's another thing to keep them and also keep their referral business coming to you. So client retention. And number seven is persistence. So I have not much to say about that. We already talked about that. You've got to do the work. And a lot of those pillars, the tools that I'm going to give you, the cool free stuff that you're going to get for joining the call today, you'll have tools for each one of those pillars. So I think that one's important. In your plan, I've given you a page where you can where you can create all the motivation you need for the year one day at a time. It's about how to stay motivated even when your client's not, and I think that's a pretty big key. And it really starts with purpose. So I've given you a page to really look at the purpose for you. And I don't care if it's in real estate, in business, a relationship, a project, or a task. When purpose is high, motivation for me is natural. When you are really involved in something that's important to you, that has high purpose, you don't have to go listen to motivational tapes. You don't have to go to some seminar. Motivation becomes natural. So it's a page in your business plan. I think it's important. I've given you a page, and I'm sure some of you have already done this, but I've given you a page to evaluate your results for 2012, really where your business came from, what is it that you want to do more of, what is it that you want to do less of. By the way, the clue there is what worked, do more of it. What didn't work, do less of it. And then try to incorporate some of the new strategies that you may even hear from today's session. I don't think you can even earn what you earned in 2012 doing what you did last year. I think there's going to be increased technology. There's more competition, more agents getting back into the business because the market's getting good. As soon as it got tough, they left. So You've got a page there to really take a look and see where you can pour more energy into and maybe take some out of. I've given you a page that will help you, it's going to help you determine the areas of your business that you really need to improve on. I don't think improvement's an option. The page in the plan is called a Real Estate Agent's Reality Check, and all it is I've identified, maybe 13 areas of your business. You give yourself a little self-audit. You don't have to turn it into anybody, and you add up your score, and I think it may illuminate the areas of your business where you could get a little better, and it's only because you said so, nobody else. And I said a little bit better. I'm not big on quantum leaps. If you had three or four areas or five areas of your business and only got 5% better than you were last year, that could be a 25% increase overall in your total efficiency, so just a little bit better. So the reality check you've got, I've got a 10-step game plan for you. Even though the business plan, mine, is 26 pages long, that's including all the tools. So it really boils down to one page. It's called a 10-step game plan, where you can really begin to look at your goals, the action steps you're going to take along the way, and I made it very simple. Again, connect the dots. You'll be able to set your goals. I really don't know how you want to set them, whether it's on volume, if it's on income, the number of transactions, decides, however you want to set them. But I've given you a page in your plan to really reduce that goal down to daily appointments and contacts. Now, we all know that contacts lead to contracts. I got it. But I want to make this real simple for you. Here would be an example. Given that we're heading for six figuresville, and let's just use the beginning of that and say that your goal was $4 million in volume. I'm just using numbers that are easy for me because I'm not really good at math, but I want you to understand this page is critical. Even if you've already got your plan, if you and I, like we are right now, we're on a one-on-one coaching call and you give me your goal, first thing I'm going to ask is how many contacts and appointments do you need per day per week to reach the goal. So I've given you a form. It's really just math. It's not even algebra. If your goal was to create a volume for yourself this year of $4 million and your average sale was $200,000, pretty simple. You'd need 20 sides at an average of $5,000 a transaction. You'd make $100,000. That part's easy. Again, I've got it laid out for you so you can fill in the blanks so that you will know, very easy, your average commission, the average sales price, the volume you want, and we can tell how many sides you need to create that goal. But now, here's the key. That's great, but I now need to know how many appointments do you need to reach that goal. So what I've given you is, and I've made up some of these numbers, you can fill in your own, but the average agent, if they sell or list 50% of the appointments they go on, and I know that's a low conversion rate for some of you, but it's just do the math for yourself. But if they sell or nail the listing 50% of their appointments, what they need, the number of appointments for a year to hit their 20 sales is pretty simple. It's just they need 40 appointments. Now, I keep breaking that down for you. If you only work 40 weeks a year, that's pretty simple. Now, the key word is work. You only need one appointment a week. Instead of focusing on $4 million or some big income goal, right now to make $100,000 using this, just this example, takes one appointment per week. Now, in your plan, I've even defined for you what an appointment is, what I consider to be an appointment with a prospect, with a listing appointment. So, you know, given, so that part becomes very easy. The actual doing may be a little difficult. That's why I've given you even more tools, because once you come up with that number for you, if you said, hey, Bill, I only need 1.5 appointments a week, and I can make over $100,000 in real estate, I'd say, well, you know, that is great. That is good. Now, we've got to keep going. I've got to figure out how many contacts have you got to make to get that one appointment, and how are you going to make those contacts? You see, I'm more about the how-to than the what to. I don't want to just tell you what to do. Oh, all you have to do is get an appointment a week and make $100,000 at these numbers. The agents in the company of mine need to know exactly how to do it now. So I've given you all the daily prospecting and income-producing activity structured tools that you'll need to make all the contacts to reach those appointments. So it's not going to just be go get more appointments. In the plan, I've given you all that you need. And again, I believe we need more structure. I think it's one of the reasons so many people come into real estate. It's because of lack of structure. Come and go when you want, and this and that. But I think it's also one of the reasons most people leave real estate. It was because of a lack of structure and accountability. So I've given you structured tools so that you can create great days every day. Where do you make the contacts? How many do you need to generate those appointments? Now, I've given you several other tools because that's kind of nice, but you have other challenges. Number one, the challenge of just staying focused every day. The challenge of managing interruptions every day. The challenge of time management every day. The challenge of staying organized. I don't want you to work too hard on being organized, though. Let's see how to say this. I know people who have been working on becoming more organized their whole life, and it may even have been a goal. By goodness, this year I'm going to get organized. Well, the longer you're trying to get organized, it's like the longer you work on your plan. The one thing you don't have to do is actually prospect and go build your business. But don't worry, I've given you, and these are tangible tools. Again, tools that you can use to stay focused, control interruptions, manage your time better, manage your clients better. Keep yourself as organized as you need to be. And if you find yourself spending too much time trying to organize your business, hire an organizational coach. All right, let somebody else do it for you so that you and I can go do what we do best, and that's sell. Oh, I've given you in your plan, I've given you your 52 ways to have your best year ever. It's included in there, 52 weeks. You got 52 ways. You might take one per week. Just again, to keep yourself laser-focused on creating the results that you say you want. Now, someone asked me the other day what I thought the best plan was for a realtor. What's the best plan? And what I told them was, let's see, for me, the best plan is the one you'll use. The best plan is the one that you'll actually execute every day. So for me, if the plan you've got right now and you are absolutely working that plan every day, guess what? You got a pretty good plan. I just know that for my agents, that plan had to be absolutely, number one, easy. Number two, it's the connect the dots approach, because easy will get done. They'll actually do it. So enough of that, but you've got enough in that plan to really help you stay on course for the year. Well, I guess it's now time for a third stop along the way. That's good, all right? You've got this great plan. Part of that plan is going to be you deciding what lead generation strategies and marketing strategies you'll be using for the year. So third stop here along the way are going to be what I consider to be, and these may not be the best lead generation strategies, but these are some that we're finding today with others I'm coaching, where we're getting the best results. And not only that, but the best results the fastest. I don't have 6 months to try to build up some big referral network. Most of my agents needed a contract before the sun went down. So these are the lead generation strategy, and I still believe that that's the number one challenge of every realtor, lead generation. We need to go through a whole lot more suspects just to find that prospect every day. And I think we have to be okay with that. We have to be able to tolerate the number of suspects that we do have to go through to find the right prospect and turn them into the right client. Wasn't too many years ago. If you made 10 contacts a day and you had 10 appointments that week, you're going to probably write 8 contracts. Well, that's just the way it was, but the business has certainly changed. To get 8 contracts, I may have to have 150 contacts. So it's just numbers again. But I do know this, that could be the underlying number one goal of prospecting. Just get up every day, brush your teeth, comb your hair, get looking good, and go out and find a customer. And if you do that too many days in a row without finding one, all you have now is a is an expensive hobby. Let's put it that way, and a great plan, but you just don't have any. You don't have enough money coming on that ATM receipt, and that's what we're all looking for. So here's the foundations. First of all, how I want you to create your marketing for this year. Number one, I want you to focus on your strengths, not your weaknesses. And again, I said a little bit about that earlier, but the reason is the areas where you're the most confident, where you have the best strengths, if we can match marketing to that, you'll just market more. There's no doubt about it. You see, you'll do anything more in life that you're having fun doing. You'll do anything where you have higher confidence. You'll do and spend more time in the areas where you have the most strength. So as we look at marketing, that's why I don't say, well, here's a bunch of marketing. Let's go get them. No, first of all, tell me your strengths and your weaknesses so we can sort of build marketing around those. An example would be if you said, hey, Bill, I'm really good in front of groups. We would utilize my event marketing, educational marketing, and do everything we can to get you in front of groups. And the reason is you'll just do it more. You're better at it. Number two, I want you to balance high-tech and high-touch. Ooh, that's a tough one. I think technology has created more professional casualties in our business, even from those that were formerly top agents, probably than anything else. It's the bombardment every single day of all this new technology. And by the way, I said balance. I'm okay with it, but I just want to make sure that we're utilizing the old high-touch marketing. You know, that's how I was taught, kissing babies and shaking hands, getting excited about real estate, going out and talking to people about it every day. So, but again, I'm going to give you some ideas in marketing for both, but remember to balance high-touch with high-tech. We're gonna also spend time marketing for today business, and we're going to also be marketing for someday business. And you know, someday, those are the ones that just aren't ready today. They're not qualified yet, but we've got to really build both. And then lastly, no dabbling this year. Just pick a lane and get in it and stay in it. I've got agents crashing all over the freeway. We're going to try a little of this. Then we're going to do a postcard. Then we're going to pay per clicks. Then we're going to do this. Then I'm going to get a Facebook. You've got so much going, you've got nothing going. So pick maybe 3-4 at the most marketing strategies, and then just focus on those. It's almost like, you know, really find your niche and then get rich in your niche. You can't do everything. I've got people that tell me, agents, I want to get more listings this year. I want more buyers. I'm going to do investor seminars. I want to do this. I'm going to get a postcard campaign. It's like, I'm tired just listening. So slow down and pick your lane, 2-3 at the most, and then just stay in it long enough to win. My marketing is aimed at three specific types. Number one is relationship-based marketing. I said a little bit about that. That's the high touch. The second type of marketing still is automated marketing. That's our passive direct response marketing. And the third is database marketing. And I'll give you a couple of ideas for each of those so that you can, again, these are not Well, yeah, these are. These are actually 10.5 of the ones that we're getting the best results from, but these aren't the only. Does that make sense if I said that right? I wouldn't say that, hey, this is it. Pick one of these, and boy, your year is going to be great. Well, these are some that we're working with every day, making the adjustments on, and I'm going to give you the short version of how we're working them. So here's some examples. I'm going to start and give you some examples of relationship-based marketing. And again, the example for you is one that hopefully you can match, again, to your style and your personality. So examples of relationship-based marketing. Number one, farming. I'm from the old school. I know every time I bring that up to some agents, it's like, oh, I don't want to go farming anymore. I've already done that. Well, you know, it's just really at the basis of all relationship-based marketing. I suggest that you have at least two farm areas, actually three. The one you live in, number one, whatever subdivision that is. Number two, a first-time home buyer price range type farm, and then a farm that would be more of a move-up price range. And the reason is I'm a control freak. I want to control all of it. I want to take my first-time buyers and my renters over here. I want to take these people and this one over to here, And I think that the market is going to mend itself enough to lend us some favor in actually utilizing that. Now, if you're not one that wants to go out and knock on doors, heaven forbid we might get a lead that way, but if you don't want to do that, then at least consider e-farming. And e-farming, well, there's a couple of ways that you could do that right off the bat. This is an idea you could do as soon as we hang up today from today's session. E-farming would be an example of setting up a subdivision Facebook business page where you live. It's free. I can give you some real specific examples of how great this is working for some agents. But first of all, where you live. And by the way, a Facebook business page, you can give it a name, facebook.com/ Sullivan Farms. It's amazing how most subdivisions have these little names on them. So you can create that. Very simple. It's free. It's just 5 clicks. If you don't know how to do that, just let me know. I'll be happy to show you how to do that. And then all you have to do is let all the neighbors know where you live, that you've created a little Facebook business page just for the community. And if they have a bike to sell or they're having a garage sale or they need a babysitter, they have a place now and a forum and a platform just for our neighborhood. So for those that have asked me, what do I say to neighbors when I do farming, there's one thing. Go around and tell everybody that, hey, we set up a page. I hope you guys take part. Now, given that it's a business page, you can advertise on it, meaning you can put your name, your picture, your contact information. Yeah, you could actually even put, you could put anything you want on it. But I don't think you have to continually put things on there to remind people you're in real estate. They got it, all right? I'm a neighbor. I live around the corner. I've created this for us, and here's a tool we can use to communicate. I can only tell you the kind people love talking, especially on Facebook. You will be amazed at the type of leads that may be available. Now, if you want to kick that up just a notch, you could go to your favorite mortgage provider, the one that maybe invited you today, and you could ask them if they would like to be highlighted on your subdivision Facebook page. Now, I suspect that they might want to be, with their picture and their contact information and maybe a link to their website. And if they do want to join you, all you have to do is say, well, by the way, why don't we set one up where you're at, and you could highlight me on yours. There's the short version. I want you to dream that up a little bit. I've got some agents that are getting so many leads just from e-farming because they've set up the subdivision pages in about 7 different areas. Anyway, you get the idea. Okay, another example would be just networking. I'm okay with networking as long as it's working. Let's see. You know, most agents, and this isn't a bad thing, it's just what happens is it's more about you just net being there. There's really not a way to dollarize the type of leads that you get. So I think you have to be in the right group. If you told me, hey, Bill, I'm going to do networking 2013, that's all about me. I'll say, okay, I'm with you. I just want to make sure that you're in the right group. And the way that you choose the right group is by making sure you're generating leads. You could start your own mastermind group. You're going to have a tool today that I'm going to give you, or you can go in and listen to a strategy of mine called Power Team Marketing, where you can actually create your own mastermind group, one that's specifically interested in generating leads. Third example, teach class. Come on. There's still confusion in our business. Confusion creates opportunities. You just told me a few minutes ago, because remember, it's just you and me talking, you told me that you were really good at being in front of groups. Well, there it is. We are going to do consumer direct classes. We don't do seminars. We do classes. I know it's a subtle difference, but it's a dramatic difference in attendance when I changed doing home buyer seminars to home buyer classes. So teach a class this year. I have classes that I would be happy to give you. The outlines, how we enroll them, because enrollment is the key, true. If you had a class tomorrow and there was going to be 15 or 20 people attending, yeah, you probably have no problem coming up with an outline. But it's the enrollment that I finally figured out how to master. We have a new home buyer seminar called Welcome Home. We have an investor seminar called How to Make a Fortune in a Down Real Estate Market. We've got a home selling seminar. Hey, how about that one? How many realtors put on home seller seminars? Oh, I know we do a lot of home buyer seminars, but what about a home seller seminar? We're generating an outline from that. All of these are available to you and will be right through the person that invited you today. So, and by the way, here's a little tip about enrollment. This is just on the iceberg, the tip of the iceberg. If you wanted to do a first-time home buyer seminar, class, rather, first thing we do is we go to our insurance agent who's in our mastermind group, our power team, and what he does is invite all those clients that he has that he sells renter's insurance to. All right, dream that one up. That's just one of the ways that we're finding finding it easier. Let's put it that way. It's not simple, but it's easier in getting people to attend. Now, if you're going to use teaching a class, 2013 is one of your lanes. If you said, hey, Bill, I'm going teaching this year, then I would say I want to do what I can to help you create instant credibility, because the higher your credibility, the easier, again, it is to enroll and have people attend your classes or go to companies or go to anywhere to put on a class. So I'll show you how to create your own book, author your own book on a real estate topic. That would be nice. Using that as a tool to increase your credibility, as well as some other tools that I'll give you in a minute. But just, it's simple today. It's instant credibility. Put the spotlight on you. If you're going to teach classes, I want you to be able to stand up and say, by the way, I wrote the book called The Home Buyer's Guide, How to Eliminate Risk When Buying Your Home. See, if you authored that book, I mean, come on. Again, the credibility's there. So I can show you exactly how to do that. By the way, it's maybe not free, but it's almost free. Like, it's maybe between $3 or $4 to have your own 103-page ebook. Okay. As well as articles. I mean, you can, same thing. I can show you how to write. And if you don't want to write articles, I can show you where to buy them. They're about 99 cents on every topic related to real estate, and they include authorship rights, just like the ebooks. So those are just some examples of relationship-based marketing. Those are about getting away from the computer, turning the computer off, and actually go talk to people about real estate. So that would be that. Now let's talk just for a minute about automated marketing, some of the other things that you can do on a budget, because remember, everything that I promote in marketing is either free or on a shoestring. I don't believe you have to spend a fortune to make a fortune in the real estate business. Too many people how many people send you an email every day, you got to buy their system and buy this and that. Boy, you'll make a fortune. Yeah, I know who's making a fortune, all right? All right, automated marketing, as simple as could be internet ads. That is an example of it's free. And if you said that you wanted to focus this year on internet ads, I first would tell you that we only do internet ads to targeted audiences. We select audiences. In other words, tell me who you want to attract. Are you looking for a first-time buyer? Are you looking for an investor? Are you looking for, who do you, in other words, what do you just run ads? We run very specific ads, and we run them on about 20 different free classified ad websites. Craigslist is only one of them. We're getting better results on probably 5 or 6 others besides Craigslist. If you're looking for that list of 20 to 25 free sites for classified ads, just go to agentceo.com, and it lists all of them. You can look at them very simply. But again, we have very specific ads. If you want first-time home buyers, we run those ads under Homes for Rent, not Homes for Sale. And I figured if somebody's reading an ad in my city under Homes for Rent, they're probably moving. All I have to do is figure out a way to have them contact me. So we've got a very specific ad just for that person. A clue is it starts off, why rent? Call for a list of available homes in your area for $100 down. You know, rents are going up in most cities I've been to lately. Vacancies are going down. You got to put a little money on the table even to get into a rental, so I might even be able to get them a house. So internet ads. Your website. This is the year. You know, let's see how to say this. For me, websites are not about, branding. I don't need to have a website to brand myself. I'll go out and meet people. I'll do other things. A website for me has one purpose, generate leads. If I'm not getting leads on my website, then it may be time to muscle it up. Maybe time to take some of these fast and easy ways to generate more leads. if you spend time getting people to your website, this is what I call, I just wrote an article called How to Turn Clicks into Contracts. I don't care how many clicks you get, how many visitors you get. I'm not interested in visitors. Again, I'm interested in leads. So some of the free and easy upgrades that you can do is simply adding audio to your website. That's free with a call to action. I look at your website as your store. It's like your store. You just got me to walk in your store, and 99.2% of all websites that I review, there's not even you don't even welcome me for stopping by. So that could be and maybe that's the one thing from today that you could do the easiest, is to add an audio welcome. Hi, this is Bill Sparkman. Thanks for visiting my website. I'm glad you stopped by. I hope you find something here that will help you in either your home search or selling your home. Now, by the way, before you leave, and see, it gives you that opportunity for a call to action. Before you leave, how about stopping by, clicking on my new ebook, How to Eliminate Risk When Investing in Real Estate. See, that person that stopped by, I want their email address. I'm looking for permission-based marketing opportunities all along. So that audio welcome could be very simply done. I use a service. Well, there's tons of them, freeconferencecall.com. You could add real estate radio to your website. Why not? It's free. I'd put it on mine, but I can't. I have to be a member of NAR, National Association of Realtors, to even get it. You can get it for free, and it's really cool. It adds another piece to keep people on your website longer. Getting there is one thing. Keeping them there is another thing, and generating their email address is another thing. So Real Estate Radio, RETradio.com, it's free, it's simple, it's just a click and post, but now you've got a great audio radio show on your website, as well as that audio welcome. Oh, we've done some real simple changes. I changed just some verbiage that's been on websites forever on realtors, and it said something about what's the value of my home, what's my home worth, something like that. I just changed that button a couple of years ago to say, what did my neighbor sell their home for? You know, it's kind of the same. People are nosy. Let's see how to say this. As soon as they click on that, what's my home value for, whatever have you, they know that, you know, they don't want me to know they're thinking of selling. Let's put it that way. On my button, they're just being nosy. And when they click on that button, I just ask them for their email address, and would you like to know just your neighbor's house, or would you like to know all the homes in the area and what they sold for? So anyway, another lead generator. I already talked about the ethical bribe, and the ethical bribe is giving somebody something that's of value, either your articles or your ebooks or what have you, of value, so that I'll get their email address in exchange. We're listing homes by price on our homepage. I'd rather do that. Keep them there. Homes under $1,000 a month. Homes under $800 a month. Homes under $700 a month. Listing it that way, we've had absolutely incredible results. People get emotional about payment. They're not emotional about homes that are $195,000. They know rates are low, but they haven't really connected that low rate to the price of a home and a payment. So I'd rather have them do that than get on my IDX or my search engine, and I'm going to lose them anyway. So anyway, website, I've got a cool tool free for you at the end on that one. This is the year to get your blog going. Now, how is that a lead generator? Well, for me, Google says that blogging is the number two way to increase your rankings with them, and I'll do pretty much anything Google says. And it's free again. It's easy to set up. Go to blogger.com. Go to WordPress. Just set your little blog up. There's free content if you're looking for, or you're saying, I don't have time to write on my blog. Well, either do I. I've got three blogs. I don't write on them. I outsource it, number one. Or at the beginning, I used a free content generator called Google Alerts. So it's just, and if that doesn't work for you, get a virtual assistant. I just don't want you stepping over dollars to pick up nickels, and that happens too much in our business. The virtual assistant that I use is called catchvpa.com. They'll do just about anything from managing your social media to database to anything in your business so that you and I can go do what we like doing. Go generate appointments. Go make contacts and have some fun along the way. And if you do it yourself, it's only 10 minutes a week. This one post, If you don't want to do that, post and comment on others' blogs. Go to Active Rain, because as long as you have your contact information, Google can find you, more like that. Oh, mobile marketing this year. We're utilizing mobile marketing, creating lead machines out of your listings. I know that 90% of home searches start on the Internet, but 62% of the people from the Internet start driving neighborhoods. That's where we go to capture leads. We're using point-of-interest marketing tools. I don't use flyer boxes. I wouldn't put a flyer box in front of a listing of mine if it was the last thing in the world. Of course, you have to have a pretty good story, because a seller might say, are you going to use the flyers in front of my house? I said, no, why would I do that? You know, things are going to be empty, all wet, the rain gets in there, you can't get one out. And more than that, how do I follow up with people that come by and sneak out a flyer at midnight? So I have better tools. We're using things like text marketing, single property websites, QR codes with a video of yourself in front of your listing. We're using call capture in a whole new way, call capture on steroids with auto text back. And we're just upgrading some of the things that we've done in the past. I say text marketing because if you have a listing under 200,000, the average person driving through that neighborhood looking at your sign is between 28 and 32, and they don't use the telephone. They text. You can have your sign there, and I'll have a little writer that says, text Bill to 99442 for more information. I'll get way more contacts than you, and with capturing their phone number. So text marketing, that's just a given. Even the QR code, I like oneqrcode.com, only because I can have one code for all 20 of my listings. So if I have them standing in front of one of my listings, if they scan that one, I got them. I don't want to lose them because it's a three-bedroom. I can just say scroll down on your phone, and you'll see all my other listings, some at four, but anyway, oneqrcode.com. And we're even using payment yard signs. You put your sign for sale, I'll put my sign that says own this home for $714 per month with all the with all the compliance, and let's see who gets more calls. It's not even fair. Payment is emotional, and until they can see that, they're probably not going to respond. I targeted Facebook ads. I'm more into that than I am with the Google ads. You know, I can target specific people on Facebook, you know, by age, by income. If you said, hey, Bill, I don't want to do a Facebook ad, but I only want first-time homebuyers. Well, here we go. Let's tell Facebook we want an ad to people between 28 and 32 that make over $75,000 a year that live in this zip code. I can design that. I can put it right on their Facebook page. Have you ever noticed on the right side of your Facebook, all the ads just happen to be things that are related to you? That's not an accident. Somebody chose you to have that ad there. What about where you just had your last closing? How about if you ran a Facebook ad, everybody that works at that company, just in case the person doesn't go tell everybody where they work, how great you were, things like that. Not only that, but the ad travels. If you have an ad on my Facebook page and I go to some other Facebook, you go right with me. Those are called impressions. Those are free. And the best part is you only pay if somebody clicks on the ad, so that's pretty cool. I've got a corporate marketing program for those of you who have thought of that in the past. It's off the shelf. It's killer employee benefits program. It's the number one passive marketing tool for creating inbound leads and generating a high volume of leads as well as predictable income. So if you've ever thought of that, don't think anymore. I've got it for you, and it's manageable. It's easy. And companies will sign up for it probably easier than you ever had thought. But again, it's very, very passive. Those are automated kind of marketing ideas. The last couple here, database marketing, you know, that's just a given. 73% of your business comes from closed clients and third-party referrals. I look at that as your ATM machine of it's your non-commissioned sales team as long as you stay in contact with them. So that particular marketing we do on a monthly basis, I don't send them a newsletter or anything weird, generic. They get a very personal message once a month with value added to it. Everything we send has value. In other words, if you're not using Lowe's newsletter, why? It's free. It has your contact. It looks like you went to Lowe's and got all these discounts for all your clients. It's killer. It's just LowesRealtorBenefits.com. Take a look at that. it makes a great thing to send out every month. Of course, you have to have your customers in a database that's marketable. I like moresolds.com. Why? Because it's free and it's killer. It's a great CRM for realtors. And then lastly, any marketing that you do to your closed clients, referral sources, friends, neighbors, and that sort of a thing, we're always adding a showcase property of the month. Of course, as you know, with a payment, 3-bedroom, 2-bath, Williamsville, 714 per month with a link, and it makes it very, very simple. So highlight and showcase a property of the month. Well, that's all I'll say about that, but dream that one up a little bit. And if you want to really get crazy, take a look at mailview.com, mailvu.com. You could even add video to your e-marketing. That's, you know, it's not even $3 a month. And what if everybody you send an email to? Remember, these are people that know you. These aren't some wild email addresses. What if they got your email and it had that little arrow on there? You know how that is. People love to click on those arrows. And when they click that arrow, it's you sending a, and this is nerd proof. It's called click, record, send. It's absolutely amazing. But to just see the kind of response you get when people get your video email versus your regular email. Well, that's 10. Here's your 10.5. Here's the last one to take a look at, and that's called, this is all about free leads also. Every realtor I know, my whole company, everyone I coach, they're looking for free leads. Who isn't? I'm done. I won't buy leads. I've already bought every exclusive lead there is, and I'm tired. I'm not buying leads any longer. But if you're I always thought it would be like this. I'll buy your leads, but I'll only pay you when they close. And, oh, no, we can't do that. Oh, okay. Well, I have a vendor that you only have to pay for the lead if the transaction closes. And then they only take a 25% referral fee. This is pretty ingenious. The vendor is called MotivatedRealEstateLeads.com. Take a look. You can design those leads for buyers, for sellers, by the area. And once again, it's passive, and I don't have to pay for them. I only pay if the transaction closes. So take a look at MotivatedRealEstateLeads.com. It's pretty cool. All right, here's the cool free stuff. Here's the summary. First of all, I've noticed that there's a huge gap between an idea and implementation. So I'm asking you to close and narrow that gap. If you got a nugget from today or you got one idea, again, don't overthink it. Get it into action for yourself as quickly as you can. I think this year, opportunities will be everywhere. It's resolve that will be a rare commodity. I think you have to hang in there long enough to win whatever you choose. That's why we don't dabble. Well, thanks to Security National Mortgage, here's some cool free stuff I have for you. And all you have to do is let whoever you know invited you today that you would like this cool free stuff, and they'll get it to you. First of all, you can get my game plan, 2013 and 52 ways to have your best year ever. Again, even if you have already had your plan done, take a look at some of the ideas and tools in there that you might use. I've got free access to my members-only real estate agent marketing and resource center. It's username, password, protected. It's $99 a year. You get it for free. Just letting the person know that invited you to get you hooked up. I will do if you're interested, a free website review. I review 5 to 7 realtor websites every day. I'd be happy to look at yours and maybe give you some ideas on how you can muscle up, generate more leads to make that happen. And I've also got the 10.5 ways to generate more saleable listings. If you are looking for generating more, and the key word is saleable listings, whoever invited you, be happy to give you that as well. So I'll also be coming up with, you will be invited to join, obviously everything's free. Isn't it great? I have nothing to sell you. You know, I'm not trying to sell you the next program. This is all good. I'll have a free audio e-marketing tip for you every week brought to you by Security National Mortgage. So with that, be outrageous. In what you select and how you direct your business this year. And one of the ways you can be more outrageous is be more memorable. Create a memory point every day. Thanks to Security National Mortgage again today. And my website is BillSparkmanTheCoach.com. Thanks, everybody.